Councillor Charlie Hodge drew a round of applause at Council's Monday, March 11, meeting for his stance on potential infill housing development in Kelowna's Heritage Conservation Area. New provincial legislation sets out density targets for several zones in municipalities across BC. Read more. Frustration and acceptance for Kelowna Council on housing legislation. I don't think we're leading by saying yes to this. I think we're leading by saying no, not this time, Hodge added. If that is going to cost us something down the road, then so be it. The approximately 20 members of the public attending the meeting applauded the comment. Ryan Smith, Director of Planning and Development, said there was likely no ability to separate the heritage component from the rest of the legislation, noting it could cost the city if council pushed back. My response would just be speculation. But there may be things like grant funding applications, where it's tens of millions of dollars that relate back to that decision. Hodge likened the province's actions to those of a playground bully. If somebody doesn't stand up and say no, they're just going to continue to do it. Councillor Ron Cannon was on the same page as Hodge. We have nothing to lose by saying no, this is our position as a council. He noted that Penticton is holding several public open houses to hear residents' comments on the provincial housing legislation. There's a point where there's a hill to die on, and this is it for our heritage conservation area. At a previous council meeting, Cannon suggested the city write the province asking that the few blocks in the Abbott Street and Marshall Street areas be exempt from the legislation. Councillor Luke Stack sat on the other side of the issue, pointing out that staff are working on coming up with ideas on how to protect heritage areas. I would rather focus on what we can do as a city rather than dig in our heels and say we're not going to follow the province's directive and you can't make us. At previous meetings, staff have recommended that infill developments in heritage areas be limited to 4 units on a single-family lot. Provincial legislation calls for 6 units. Councillor Maxine DeHart suggested that concerned residents go directly to the source. Perhaps go to your MLAs, they are your body. I've put that in writing to many people. Cannon made a motion to defer giving 3 readings to zoning bylaw amendments to conform to the legislation. It was defeated with just him and Hodge in favor. Council then voted to give the 3 readings with Cannon and Hodge opposed. Councillor Gord Lovegrove recused himself from the discussion and vote, citing a conflict of interest. This was not an easy decision by this council, said Mayor Tom Dias. We know exactly the rules being imposed on us, not only in this particular area but areas throughout the community. Read more. Police called to Kelowna home multiple times before roommate's murder. Witness.